Originally these graves had been dug into the rocks of the western mountains, but as the Egyptians moved northward, they were obliged to build their cemeteries in the desert. The desert, however, is full of wild animals, and equally wild robbers, and they broke into the graves, and disturbed the mummy or stole the jewelry that had been buried with the body. To prevent such unholy desecration, the Egyptians used to build small mounds of stones on top of the graves. These little mounds gradually grew in size, because the rich people built higher mounds than the poor, and there was a good deal of competition to see who could make the highest hill of stones. The record was made by King Khufu, whom the Greeks called Cheops, and who lived 30 centuries before our era. His mound, which the Greeks called a pyramid, because the Egyptian word for high was pyrimus, was over 500 feet high. It covered more than 13 acres of desert, which is 3 times as much space as that occupied by the Church of St. Peter, the largest edifice of the Christian world. During 20 years, over 100,000 men were busy carrying the necessary stones from the other side of the river, ferrying them across the Nile. How they ever managed to do this, we do not understand. Dragging them in many instances a long distance across the desert, and finally hoisting them into their correct position. But so well did the king's architects and engineers perform their task that the narrow passageway which leads to the royal tomb in the heart of the stone monster has never yet been pushed out of shape by the weight of those thousands of tons of stone which press upon it from all sides.